Conservatives who are upset with the governor over state spending and taxes had set up an exploratory effort called Wisconsinites Interests Now. The group says it had recruited about 6,000 volunteers. But Milwaukee-based Citizens for Responsible Government, or CRG, says even with more people coming on board, the effort was going to fall short of the 10,000 people probably needed to gather enough signatures statewide to trigger a recall election. CRG leader Chris Kleismet.
Keep in mind your goal is to remove a politician from office. You have to make the best political calculus as to when to do that. Our advice was that, hey, when you put this thing in a spreadsheet and you crunch the numbers and you take a look at the political dynamics plus your own capabilities, you're best off waiting until a general election in this case because time is not working in your favor.
Kleismet also says he expects Governor Doyle's approval ratings to take an additional dip by next year, setting up a tough re-election bid if Doyle decides to run again. Kleismet says Doyle should not be happy that the recall effort is going in a different direction.
Well, I think that would be folly. When you're doing a countywide recall, it's easy to get the message out. Here we have 72 counties, and while we have boots on the ground in all 72 counties, it's just difficult to get it in.
Kleismet says some members of the recall group will now get behind Republican gubernatorial candidate Scott Walker, but he says any fiscal conservative in the race would draw more backing than Doyle, who Kleismet calls a fiscal liberal. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.